Yesterday, Easter Sunday, saw the biggest single-day increase in newly confirmed COVID-19 cases in the state, 2,600 people who tested positive. At the same time, the state says 8,000 new tests were administered. On Friday, Governor Baker predicted the peak of the epidemic could see 2,500 new cases a day in the Commonwealth. And as we said, there were 2,600 yesterday. So, is this the peak? For a look at the answer, we're joined this morning by Dr. David Hamer, professor of global health and medicine at Boston University and an infectious disease specialist at Boston Medical Center. He joins us via Skype. Good morning, Dr. Hamer, and thanks again for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
So the big number, doctor, is as of yesterday, there are now more than 25,000 people who've tested positive for coronavirus statewide, up 21% since Friday. Is this the surge that's been predicted?
Yes, I think we're in well into the surge now. I think the question is going to be, are we at peak or are we likely to see many more cases in the coming week? I think the latter is probable, that we'll be seeing a lot more cases over the next 7 to 10 days.
Governor Baker says the peak of new cases could occur somewhere around April 20th, which is 7 days from now. How does that track with what you're seeing at Boston Medical Center?
I think that's very accurate. I mean, we've seen a steady increase in numbers of patients, and I think last I looked, about 55 to 60%, depending on some of the suspect cases, whether they turn positive, of all patients being admitted have COVID-19 right now, which is pretty amazing.
So at Boston Medical Center, what's the scene like today? Or do you imagine, what do you imagine the scene is like today in the ICU where you're treating patients?
It's quite busy. I mean, we have a sort of daily meeting with a large group of people, including the pulmonary intensive care team. And, they're quite busy managing large numbers of ventilated patients that are quite sick. And one of the challenges is when they go on a ventilator, they stay on it for a while because they have very inflamed lungs and it takes a while for them to recover.
Are you able to handle all the patients so far?
Yes, definitely. I think opening the East Newton Pavilion to place homeless and others that have milder disease is helping take some of the pressure off also.
And what's the mental health status of healthcare workers in the hospital? How are they handling this incredible stress load?
I think most people are handling it well. It's challenging, and some are pulled away from their families because they're having to stay at nearby hotels or other locations for a period of time. That can be a little bit stressful. But overall, I think the mood is quite positive, and there's sort of a strong will to fight and do our best to care for our patients.
We have a couple of questions from listeners, and we'd like to ask them of you if we might. Here's the first one. Are there indicators beyond age and pre-existing conditions that can help determine the severity of COVID-19 symptoms?
That's a good question. We've been trying to understand more what risk factors increase sort of the severity, and it's still confusing because some people, even older people, sometimes will have a very mild, upper respiratory tract symptom or syndrome, and whereas other younger people may end up being quite ill. I mean, one sort of pre-existing condition that's been shown both in Europe and the United States to increase risk is being overweight, or in particular being obese. And that's an additional one that was not shown in China. But beyond that, there's no clear additional pre-existing conditions that have been defined yet.
All right. All of this means that we should continue to abide by the very strong suggestions that we stay in our homes.
Yes, that's correct. And unfortunately, it's going to persist for a while, I think. I mean, I think that our peak may be extended over, 1 to 2 weeks, and then it's going to be a long tail. So we may be looking at staying in our homes, well into May, if not even early June.
What about well into the summer? Is well into the summer possible?
And I think that we'll have a gradual opening up. It's not going to be sort of life as usual right away, but I think that things will be able to gradually open. But, you know, large gatherings like, you know, baseball games, for example, that's going to be a real tough one to decide on when it's safe to do something like that.
Another question from a listener. Quick answer to this, if you would, Doctor. When I go out of the house, is it good to use or reuse an older surgical mask, or should I rely on a new homemade cloth mask? Which is better?
An older surgical mask, you know, if it's used too much, will end up sort of becoming, you know, dirty and potentially contaminated on the outside if you're really exposed to people with COVID-19. So probably best not to keep reusing an old mask. A cloth mask is slightly less effective than a surgical mask, but you can wash it. And we recommend, you know, washing on a regular basis, like, you know, either once a day or every few days, ideally.
Dr. David Hammer, thanks a lot for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Have a good day.
Dr. David Hammer is a professor of global health and medicine at Boston University and is an infectious disease specialist at Boston Medical Center.